Hey there, Patreon buddy. This is a show for you, and only you. We're not letting those losers on the free feed in on this. Those scumbag, bottom-dwelling losers. No, I'm joking. But I do appreciate your sponsorship here on Patreon. And I wanted to do another quick show. If you listened to the last one, the El Chapo episode there, didn't go too deep. I know. Barely scratched the surface of anything. But those were some news updates I wanted to kind of get off my plate. I've got a whole bunch of stuff here that I got to catch up on. And by the time I do it, everything's going to be old news. But there's only so much time, right? So I wanted to quickly record another show for you. And what I want to do is go over the results of the survey that I sent out to you on SurveyMonkey. When did I send that to you? A couple months ago, maybe. And I want to go over the results. I told you I would do it, so I'm going to do that. The first question I asked, I said, as a Patreon supporter, I would most likely keep supporting with the following perks. And then I had three options. Stuff I already get is great. Don't screw with it. That was option one. Option two, I would keep supporting even if I did not get any bonus podcast content. I'd rather get all the info to the masses by giving it all away for free. Basically, that option B there would be you are supporting me on Patreon for the free copy of The Dark Path, early access to the show, no commercials. But there wouldn't be any more sort of bonus talks or bonus halves of the episode. Then there's option three. I actually want more. I don't feel like I'm getting enough as it is right now. And the results here, the winner, 53%, roughly half he is, said the stuff I already get is great. Don't screw with it. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But what surprised me was 40% of you were okay with the idea of me putting out all of the content on the podcast feed to the free feed as well in the name of getting information out to the masses, which was very interesting to me. Like, that's what I want to do, but like, I also got to give you value because you're taking it a step further than most, and I grew up with no money, so like, I get it. I know everyone wants to say, well, it's just $5 a month. That's just a cup of coffee. And, but, you know, the truth is $5 is $5, right? It is just a cup of coffee, by the way. No, but, yeah, so that was actually pretty reassuring. So I'm going to continue because the 53% won. And then, by the way, option C, people said they actually want more. That was at 6%. So I don't want to discount them. So to me, it seems like the first option is the one that most people, if you add the option C people, that takes us to 60%. 60% are good with where it's at, which means I would give you maybe a bonus episode a month or maybe some bonus content on an episode that the free feed doesn't get. Which actually rolls us into question number two. Assuming we keep Patreon as it is, here's the best way I'd like bonus podcast content to be provided. Now you got three options. An entire episode, such as this, would be one such option. Meaning the masses don't even see this episode at all. Second option is the bonus content. As you've heard in the past, I had tried recording, you know, if it's an hour-long show, we'll say. And they're not always an hour. Sometimes they're more, sometimes they're less. If it's an hour-long show, the free feed would get about 30 to 45 minutes. And then the Patreon feed, you get the whole thing. You get the extra 15 to 30 minutes per show. And then the third option was whatever you think, right? And that was the one that won. Whatever I think at 46.8%. So half of you said, it doesn't really matter, whatever I think. And then 31% like the idea of the extra content per episode, maybe going a little bit deeper. And then 21% liked the extra episode. So, what am I going to do with that? Well, we're going to mix it up a little bit. Because going from question number one, where people like the things I'm offering as they are, I will proceed to do it the way they are. I will either give you a bonus episode or give you some bonus content. The tricky part with the bonus content is I don't like the finished product for the free feed. I don't like getting into a topic and then putting up this firewall of like, oh, you got to pay me to get more stuff, get all the info. Like, I don't really like that. It's not too appealing to me. I like the idea better of having a bonus episode that is exclusive to the Patreon feed. So far we're good. And then the third and final question. You wrote directly to me your ideas here. Your thoughts on the show, your thoughts on Patreon, what you like, what you don't like. And I'm going to go I got 41 responses. Okay. A quarter of you filled out the survey, that means, because there's about 200 people on the team right now. And I got a lot of, almost everything was positive, right? So thank you for that. Appreciate that. And I pulled out roughly 10 ideas that kind of stuck out as something a little bit different or worth addressing, right? Instead of writing you back, I thought I'd just talk to you. First idea, merchandise. That's a great idea. I like that idea, selling merchandise. I'm not sure how I would do that yet. I priced out a couple shirts. Maybe hit me on social medias and let me know. Would you want a phrase on there? Would you want... I looked at a shirt that was... Okay, picture this now. Picture this. It's a soft shirt, right? So I wouldn't want to buy one of these hard, uncomfortable shirts. So it's a soft shirt. Tri-blend cotton. And it's OD green. With black text that says IlluminatiWatcher.com. But then I thought, who in the hell is going to want to walk around with that shirt on, right? So, I don't know. And to put the name of the podcast, the world's longest title that I chose 6 years ago. Do you know when I started podcasting that a lot of people didn't even know what it was? And podcasts are a relatively new phenomenon. It's only kind of hit the masses really only in the last year or two. It used to be dominated by amateurs like me, and now you see the already famous entertainers and such getting involved in it, which is a real bummer for people like me, but because they've got the bankroll and the time to put in these like insanely overproduced episodes like you would hear on like maybe Serial or whatever. Not that I've listened to that, but anyways, where was I going with that? Merchandise. Oh, yeah, the merchandise. Okay, so the shirts, that was an idea. The commenter mentioned beer koozies. I'll look into it. Let's see. But, like, the problem is, like, the T-shirt, even if I went with the most basic T-shirt with just a quick font on it, the cost for me to get the shirt is, like, $25. And then I got to charge shipping. So we're at, like, $30-$35 for you to get a T-shirt in your hands. I don't know. What do you think about that? Hit me on the socials. Let me know. But I'm going to have a few topics here. You can hit me on the socials. Let me know about all these, right? A couple comments about having a second half of the episode going deeper into the topic, which kind of is satisfied with the idea of having some episodes where they go longer with the bonus content, the sort of firewall option for the free feeders. Someone had a good idea of putting together a sort of revolutionary group. No, but it's like almost like a book club, sending out some questions, some ideas about an episode, maybe saying, hey, I'm going to read this book. Why don't you all read the book and we'll talk about it in a few weeks? I think that's a great idea. Now, here's the problem with that. I don't know that I am, what's the right word here? I don't want to say coordinated. I want to say I don't know that I prepare enough for that sort of thing, because I don't know that I have ADD exactly, but it's tough for me to focus. Like I said, I got a long list of like stuff I wanted to talk to you about. Cause I kind of, when I see things on the news or whatever, that's like, oh, that sounds interesting. I want to talk to the podcast about that subject. I'll write it down. But that list grows and grows and grows. And then it's like Alex Jones goes on Joe Rogan. And now I'm like researching hallucinogens and wild stuff like that. But I love the book club idea. I'm going to marinate on that. I mean, we'll probably, I don't know that we could do that regularly, but we could try to hit it at least once a year, maybe, right? I like that idea. No promises, but I do like that idea. I'm going to put that in the back pocket. I had this comment on here. Let me pull it up here. I took a little screenshot for myself. I'm not going to say this person's name in case they did not want me to share it. I don't know if the name's even on here. Doesn't matter. Anyways, this person subscribed to Patreon to hear the bonus Bitcoin content and said I should hook up with the guys on Edge of Wonder on YouTube. I don't know who they are, but I'll check it out. Big exposure. Bah, 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 bah. Anyways, this person, their story touched me, to be honest. This person drives their son to therapy every single day because they have permanent brain damage caused by encephalitis from vaccines from Big Pharma. That was the exact comment. And, you know, it kind of hit me. That was pretty heavy. It hit me kind of like a ton of bricks because, you know, I'm less eccentric than most, we'll call them theorists. And in fact, my first book, A Grand Unified, I addressed the idea of vaccines and I talked about how look like they work. Like I would never discount the theory of a vaccination working. I mean, we got rid of polio, right? But then just to give you, so you don't have to read the book, the sort of final conclusion I came to in that research was that I believe that the elites don't subject their family, their bloodlines to these vaccines. You know, and I don't have like proof of that. How would I know? I would just assume that much. And that, I believe, is why you see this backlash happening where now the government is saying, trying to make it, what do you call it, compulsory, mandatory vaccines. Because they want to make it mandatory because, like, if all the, you know, all the woke folks stop making their kids take the vaccinations, then this stuff comes back, right? And the elites don't want you know, Johnny Silverspoon getting one of these things, one of these diseases or whatever. So they're trying to push back and say, no, everyone's got to take it. Everyone takes it now, you know? And like the fact remains, these vaccinations, like, I don't know how they would even come out and say, oh, hey, we studied it. Turns out vaccinations cause autism. Oops, our bad. I mean, how could they even say that? They couldn't. You'd have a full-on riot, a revolution. I think, and this is just my conspiratorial paranoia talking here, and me just trying to put the pieces together, I'll bet the thimerosal, the preservatives, whatever it is they use now, they think, oh, crap, maybe this is causing some of these issues. Let's tweak the formula so it doesn't do it anymore. And we won't tell them. We'll just, you know, keep it hush. I mean, maybe. Maybe that's happening. Maybe not. Maybe they're totally fine. And all these stories that I've heard a personal story from a friend of mine who didn't even know my little alter ego here because he was a friend from work. His niece, she was a totally normal kid until, I believe it was like 4 years old. And roughly, I don't know. This is years ago. He told me this. And she took they shoot them with 1,000 vaccinations at one time. And after that, she was totally different, 100% different. Everyone in the family sees it. It's very obvious. And if you look online, you see tons of people saying this. There's people convinced that the vaccinations cause these problems. So, like, you know, it's the paranoia sticks with me. And then I hear something like this with the encephalitis and, you know, it. Honestly, like, it breaks my heart to hear that. I'm very sorry that happened. I don't know. And then you got all the Guillain-Barre syndrome stuff. I mean, I think what I think it is, I think there's a very low percentage of vaccinations that cause these issues. I think it's a very small percentage. Maybe it's a quarter of 1% or something, right? But still, that's a ton of people. That's a ton of lives. Jay Dyer, actually, we were DMing on the Twitter, and he referred me to a video he's got, a lecture, a podcast, whatever you want to call it. I'll give you the title of it right here. It's called, Why Does the Father of Mass Vaccinations, Jonas Salk, Want to Kill Everyone? And I watched it, and he goes through the books. There's a book that Homeboy wrote. Let me get the name of it here. And it is, I know, I am dragging this out, aren't I? Oh, the title, it is The Survival of the Wisest. Okay. Sorry, that took forever to find. But, and I, because I tried to find it on Amazon. It's like $300. I don't know why, but this Jonas Salk feller has all these connections to the people you would think one would have connections with when we talk about the Illuminati. So check out Jay Dyer's talk on that. Very fascinating. But I looked up the encephalitis thing, and I thought, is that a side effect of this? And sure enough, on the CDC.gov, right here for the, looks like a tetanus, pertussis shot of some kind, they put it as a side effect. Some people say, and then right next to it is Guillain-Barré syndrome. I mean, it's pretty horrifying, right? Like, I mean, if you look at it from a numbers perspective, you say, well, you know, collateral damage, just a couple people get injured, but, you know, we're saving so millions of lives or whatever with measles. I don't know what their argument is for that. But like for the people that suffer from it, like dude, like that's, I don't know. Anyways, the vaccination thing is a curious argument. You see this idea ramping up to condemn conspiracy theorists for these ideas of, you know, they lump in the flat earth with 9/11, with the moon landing and the vaccinations and chemtrails too, right? Another idea people presented, more guest speakers. I know I need to do that, right? I've got a very demanding work schedule, my 9-to-5 work schedule, but I am trying to adjust the schedule to allow for, you know, at least a few guests a year. I had a few on last year. The problem I had was that it's a lot easier for me to kind of like sneak up into my studio and record something that's on my mind. Sort of like, you know, the drop of a dime or whatever. But the guests are, it's a real hassle, let me tell you. You've got to plan the schedule out. You both have to stick to the schedule. You have to, it's hard to talk on over the, because we don't record it on Skype with the video because the audio quality is actually worse. So when you do the audio only, you end up like kind of talking over each other often. There's a little bit, you know, and like, I don't know these people, so like I'm kind of meeting them. So there's a little bit of ice to break, as it were. But hey, I got you. I'm going to get some guest speakers. I don't know who yet. Tell me who you want. Hit me on the socials. Maybe don't DM me anymore. My DMs are backed up pretty far. Sorry about that. Okay. There was a lot of appreciation for my attempts to keep this subject lighthearted. Because I don't want to put you in a bad mood. I don't want you angry. I don't want to be angry either. Okay, there's Alex Jones. We got Alex Jones for that, okay? There was a lot of requests for more comprehension of deeper topics. Hey, I'm right there with you. I want to comprehend the deeper topics too. I've got a lot of literature here. I thought maybe someday we could go through the history of the occult. I had heard some people requesting that. Those are kind of big projects. Like, that's like writing a whole book, probably, which, I don't know, maybe I'll do it, right? We'll see what happens here. And finally, last idea that I saw on here, there was talk about daily questions for the listeners to consider. I thought that was a good idea. I don't know that I am reliable enough, should I say, to stick with that. I like it though. But yeah, and my brain works kind of funky, so like I kind of marinate on things for a long time before I take action. But those are all great ideas, and thank you for filling out the survey. Much appreciated. There was a survey I put out a long time ago, several months ago, and the results of that one, I was asking about the email newsletter. People actually liked how many emails I was sending. That was cool. Then we talked about the top delivery methods of delivery preferred. Written articles were the number one. And then YouTube was right up there with the podcast. People liked the videos. So, like I already told you, I've got a Vimeo account. I bought hosting on Vimeo. I am working on uploading everything I've got. Then I got to go through all the articles and update the links and the tags to show the proper ones. Then I'm going to create a page on the front of IlluminatiWatcher.com that has a glossary with the links to all the videos. So we don't even have to mess with YouTube anymore, right? Doesn't that work out nicely? So we're going to do that. I asked if you knew about my signed paperbacks. Only half of you did. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Shocking. Gumroad.com/IsaacW gets you signed copies. Speaking of Gumroad, I was humbled enough to attend a dinner at Gumroad. The CEO of Gumroad, Sahil, he's this young guy. Second employee at Pinterest. Little fun factoid. He started Gumroad, which is the platform for creators to sell products. And they're very fair. They're more than fair, which is why he wrote an article on Medium.com about how he's not going to be a billionaire like he wanted to. But his revelation from my interpretation of it was that he didn't need to be, which, you know, kudos, right? I talked to him. He was a real nice guy. In fact, you know what he told me? He told me, "I'm glad you came. You're the most interesting person here." And I said, "Well, maybe you should define interesting, because, you know, what we talk about here is definitely interesting, but the eye of the beholder determines if it's valuable or not, right?" And then we went around the room, and let me back up. Why was I at a Gumroad dinner? Well, he threw a dinner for the top sellers on Gumroad, and it was from about 2013 to, I don't know, present day that he ran the numbers, because there was a period of time where I was doing really well on Gumroad when my website was trending and indexing on Google all the time. And as you know, from my constant crying and whining, those days are over. But for a few years there, I was crushing it. And I made the top 50 in Utah, right? I'm out in the state of Utah. And I saw black helicopters in the sky today. By the way, I'm going to drop that on my... Let me see if the video is decent, I'll drop it on the Instagram feed. I saw black helicopters following me around. Felt like Ray Liotta at the end of Goodfellas. So I go to this Gumroad dinner, which was fantastic. They had all these little artisan cocktails, open bar, and I'm in Utah, so, you know, these LDS folks don't like drinking too much. So it was like me and three other people just crushing these artisan cocktails. And the dinner was fantastic. The guy was very kind. Got a free t-shirt, you know, free t-shirt. And we went out of the room and introduced ourselves, and turned out I was the most interesting person there. Everyone does. Man, people make a ton of money doing this stuff. They're selling like digital photography lessons and some bullshit about how to be a social media asshole, you know. Do you want to be a gross social media person and sell lies on Instagram to make money? Pay $300 for my course and I'll show you. That's literally what this person was doing. I mean, no offense to her. She was a very nice person. And it's probably worth it, to be honest. Like, I should probably do that. But I don't want to, so. Don't you hate those people? Like, just eat your meal. You don't have to take a photo of it. I was at the airport, and there was some real bougie-looking couple, and they were at a Starbucks. I was at the Dallas airport. They were at the Starbucks. It was pretty busy. She sat down with her drink on, like, a couch, and her boyfriend or husband or whatever he was, cuck, I don't know, he was framing up a photo for her Instagram feed. And I know it was that because, like, he kept, like, taking it and walking over and showing her the phone. And then she'd fix her hair or whatever, and then he'd do it again. And then, like, she got done taking the photos, and she started walking down the terminal there and left him left him 20 yards behind him, behind her. Anyways, yeah, but this, I don't know. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. But, yeah, a lot of people are on Gumroad doing great things, making lots of money, doing good things. And the dinner was really great. And that dude was, he was awesome, man. I really appreciate that guy. I've got enough time here. I want to talk to you about Sword and Scale. Do you know what that is? It's a podcast about true crime. As if we needed more of that. There's only 75 other shows that do that. And I don't listen to any of them. I actually don't listen to, like, any podcast at all. If I listen to any podcast, I listen to audiobooks on Audible. And you hear me pitching Audible all the time, do you? And that's for real. Like, I ain't joking. Like, I listen to Audible all the freaking time. I listen to audiobooks. If I listen to podcasts, I'm going to break it down for you here. I listen to the Bro Rogan Experience. I'll listen to Jay's Analysis. I like Jay Dyer's show. And then there's a couple other spattering here and there. But there's nothing like, I don't listen to every episode of a few podcasts. Like, I just don't have that sort of thing going for me yet. I haven't found anything I love enough. AJ Benz's is pretty fun. But I like books better. Anyways. So Sword and Scale is a true crime podcast. It's very popular. It's like, you know, it's on the top, I bet it's the top 10 in the world. And this guy who runs it, I don't know his name. I'm not even going to say it because it doesn't. Mike, I think his name is. But, yeah, I only knew about it. It was only on my radar because Sword and Scale is on Patreon, right? And I kind of, when I first was inquiring in my mind about Patreon, I said to myself, I said, man, how do I do this? What am I looking for here? And Sword and Scale was at the top of the list for Patreon. He had, and I'm pulling it up right now. I don't know where he was a year or two ago when I started this, but he's got about 15,000 Patreons right now. 15,000 Patreons right now. And I'm guessing he lost a bunch of them from what I'm about to tell you about. But let's do the math. His lowest level is $5 a month. $75,000 a month. $75,000 in a month is what that guy makes. And I know it's a lot to take in, right? That comes out to almost $1 million a year. Now, and I'm not trying to, like, shit on him and say he doesn't deserve it or whatever. Like, I'm sure it's a well-produced show. Sounds like he's got some employees or something, I'm sure, because, like, there's not enough time to, like, put together a quality show, as is evidenced from my show. Oh, boy. But yeah, this guy's crushing it, right? And the other day, he said something that got him in trouble on social media. He said, in response to International Women's Day, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, you'll have to look this up. He used the C word, C-U-N-T. He says, bunch of dumb C words. And then he said, I'd love to take one apart one day to see how they work. Something to that effect, right? I'm paraphrasing. This is going off my not-so-hot memory. And his, and I didn't know this at the time, right? Like, I went on my social feeds, because someone dropped it on my social feed on my Twitter. And they said, look at this, they got this guy too. And I had heard of the Sword and Scale, and I said, holy crap. They kicked him off this podcast network, and he made this, like, 6-minute sort of, I don't know if you call it an episode, but sort of like thing saying like, yeah, I got kicked off this network, and this is what happens when free speech is under, you know, whatever. You know what I'm about to say, right? And you know, me being a big free speech advocate, being a little sensitive, a little triggered by free speech attacks, I retweeted, and I was very upset. I said, damn it. I even used the F word, and that was very unprofessional, and I apologize for it. But I retweeted it, and I said, you know, this is crazy. People need to, like, sack up and learn how to hear things with their ears and self-soothe, right? And I stand by that, right? Like, I still stand by that. Like, words are just words, and people can have opinions about things, and you don't have to agree with them. We don't need to make everybody disappear and go away that doesn't... I mean, because if you're going to burn everybody who has skeletons in their closet, well, get ready to have no entertainment whatsoever. So, and I had read what his comment was, and I thought, well, maybe it's out of context. And that's why I was like, you know, I don't agree with what he said. And on my tweet, I even said what he said was really gross. But, like, I don't know the guy. I don't listen to him. I don't care. And now I definitely would not listen to him because, like, I don't agree with what he's saying. Like, you talk about your mother that way, bro? Like, anyways. So, it was a quick reaction. I didn't think it through. I didn't research it enough. I just was kind of like, you know, this is cut and dry. Free speech, whatever. But it turns out it was just a network he was on. I guess, I don't know what it was called. The Wardorf Network. I don't know. It begins with a W. And they just kicked him off the platform. He still can have his Patreon. He still can have an iTunes or a Spreaker account or whatever. They just kicked him off because I guess they own a bunch of like kind of big name podcasts, and I guess that maybe they set up the advertising deals and the hosting and all that, I assume as much. And they just said, look, you're out of here, bro. And I actually am okay with that now that I'm looking at it, right? Because I guess from what a friend of mine told me, this guy had, she listens to his show, but he has a long history of saying a lot of gross stuff and, you know, very misogynistic. I couldn't think of the word. Very misogynistic kind of talk. I don't know. Like, I didn't even fact check that, right? Like, she said, oh, go on Reddit, you'll see it. I'm just taking her word at face value. But I didn't, but more importantly, my thing is, I didn't really understand that he was under a certain sort of like team of podcasts. But so I get that. I get that like a team of podcasts is like, hey, you're bad for the image. Get out of here. I kind of get that. So I may have rushed to a conclusion, and I apologize for that. But it's an interesting debate, right? I like debating this kind of stuff out. Like, where does the free speech line stop? All right. Well, that's my time. I have work to do here. I'm going to give you a sneak peeker at what I'm doing. I am working on this really killer analysis of hallucinogens, Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, Marina Abramovic, John the God. How are they all related? Oh my goodness. Hellier. Have you heard of Hellier? All of these things are connected. And I'm going to tell you why. It's all about entities and global consciousness, all these great new age concepts. I'm going to bring them down, destroy them. Alex Jones style, baby. Yeah, but it's going to take me a minute to get through that. So don't look for that anytime soon. This is going to be a little bit because I've got a lot of cool little clips I'm trying to compile and do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So the next show will probably be another sort of like news update show. But for now, just sit tight because I'm going to do something on this whole agenda because I think it's all connected to the higher agenda. And you know what I'm talking about. Have you read The Dark Path? I gave you the book. I gave you the keys to the wisdom and the knowledge. We're going to talk about that on a very soon-to-be upcoming show. So, sit tight for that. And as always, stay woke.